SIU Reviews is a listener-supported service of WSIU Radio. Your financial support is what makes this program possible. Donate online at WSIU.org.
A current trend in horror films is stories about haunted media. Arguably the most famous recent example is Hideo Nakata's 1998 Ringu and Gore Verbinski's 2002 only slightly less terrifying remake, The Ring, about a haunted VHS tape. Anyone who watches the tape soon dies. Scott Derrickson and C. Robert Cargill's recent film Sinister is the latest take on haunted media and, in fact, was inspired by a nightmare that Cargill had after watching The Ring, only instead of a haunted tape, Sinister presents us with haunted 8mm films. The opening scene of the film sets up the eerie nature of the 8mm film strips, as we see what looks like an old home movie of a charming nuclear family playing in the backyard, complete with scratches in the film and the sound of the creaky mechanical ticking of an old projector. It's all very charming and nostalgic, until suddenly, a jump cut reveals the entire family standing in a row, bags over their heads and nooses fashioned around their necks, and we are forced to watch as all four people are hoisted into the air, their legs kicking beneath them as they suffocate. The film then shifts right into the main story. Ellison Oswalt, a true crime writer, moves his wife and two young children into a house where an entire family has been murdered by hanging only a year earlier. While rummaging around in the attic, Ellison discovers a box containing a projector and several canisters of 8mm film. As he hunkers down into a comfortable chair in his darkened office, he turns on the projector and watches the exact same footage of the hanging family, only this time, we watch Ellison become transfixed and horrified by the images, just as we were minutes before. After pouring himself a glass of whiskey, Ellison watches the rest of the films, each featuring a family being murdered in different ways. Burned, drowned, throats slashed. As the story progresses, strange things begin to happen around Ellison's house, and we soon discover that the films are haunted by an ancient spirit named Bagul, who comes to life and murders anyone who sees his image. Although Sinister is much less frightening than Ringu, after all, many of us still have VHS tapes, but hardly anyone keeps 8mm film lying around the house. It's nevertheless a terrifying movie that expresses an underlying and quite ancient cultural fear of what media can do to us. 2,500 years ago, Plato described the so-called allegory of the cave, in which people were chained up in a cave their entire lives, watching shadows on a wall. Over time, the shadows became reality for the viewers, and only those who could escape the cave and see the light of day could see the truth of the world. This same allegory is just as applicable for today's media. We sit, and we watch, and what we see becomes just as real to us as reality itself. Sinister plays this out quite literally. The more Ellison watches the films, the more real the monster inside them becomes, until it finally goes after Ellison's own family. The most important part of Sinister, though, is what happens after the movie's over. This is the kind of horror film that can stick with you, haunt you, make you shine a flashlight in all the shadowy corners of your house before going to sleep, and even then, still have nightmares for days. But eventually, you have to force yourself out of the cave and remind yourself that it's just a movie, just a shadow on the wall. At least until Sinister 2 comes out.